leaving the body? Vistara said. All those living corpses. That's what they were doing, isn't it?
Luke nodded. It's very appealing. Most of them don't want to go back.
And you saw her? Through mind-walking?
You described her perfectly.
Well, said Vistara with false cheer. At least we three will recognize her when we see her.
They had entered orbit around Abeloth's planet, having expected to be attacked every light year along the way. That nothing had happened worried Ben much more than an open attack.
I still don't sense her at all, said Luke. She's deliberately concealing herself.
A spider in her web, waiting for the flies to come to her,
muttered Ben.
She...
And then he felt, not Abeloth's presence, but another one, a familiar one. Ship.
Vistara's eyes widened at the same time, and a soft, almost tender smile touched her lips. Ben shuddered at the thought that she felt such affection for the Sith training vessel.
Ship, he told his father. It's here, and...
He frowned, trying to put a name to what he was sensing from the Sith meditation sphere.
He had expected Ship to be gleeful. It served Abeloth, who was clearly tremendously powerful and utilized dark side energy. Ship was designed to seek out strong wills and to obey them. It was created to serve the Sith, and presumably it would be just as happy with Abeloth.
But instead, he sensed...
It's despairing, he murmured. It's lost.
Vistara's eyes darted to him. He couldn't read her expression.
Elaborate, Luke said.
It's hard to say, but I don't think it likes having to serve Abeloth very much.
She tried to use it against us, Vistara said. Abeloth set Ship against the Sith, the beings who created it, whom it was made to serve. It could not perform one duty without betraying another, and this troubles it.
Ben made an amused sound.
A dark side meditation sphere and training vessel with a conscience? He said. Who'd have thought it?
Ship reminded Ben that he was a very complex vessel, and Ben was forced to agree.
Then we should be prepared for it to happily attack us, Ben, Luke said. We're the one target Abeloth can send it after that won't cause it any discomfort to kill.
Ben nodded.
And Jaina and Lando.
If we can free him from her will somehow, Ship would be a powerful ally, Vistara said. He likes me. He doesn't want to be used to harm me or the tribe, but he can't resist on his own.
That may be, Luke said. But let's take this one step at a time. I'm happy enough it's not firing on us at the moment. Time to go planetside and see what's there.
He and Ben were in the pilot and co-pilot seat.
There was still no way to communicate with the Sith aboard the frigates,
so Ben waited until they were all assembled in orbit. Each frigate opened up to emit two well-armed atmospheric vessels, no doubt crammed to the gills with Sith.
Stang, said Ben. We'll have to land the Shadow, won't we?
Yes.
Why is that a problem?
Dion,
said Vistara, as if reading Ben's thoughts.
Yep. Abeloth might try to free him somehow.
Luke glanced over at the monitor. He's conscious, though still under the influence of the drug.
Let me go check him out while you two take the Shadow down, Vistara said.
Give him another dose, Luke called after her.